guess this week, I know some selection questions. Sean Higgins, how's he looking with regards to coming back in?
Yeah, he's fine, so he'll play. Yeah, he was, as I know not everyone hears all the things that are said publicly, but you know, we'll keep explaining it if we have to, but we feel like we've got a deep squad that we're going to use, and that means that some of our players, you know, including Joel, will be rotated out when they're in rude health. That was a situation with Sean last week, and it will be the situation with others in the future. So generally, I don't really like explaining in great detail, but I do understand that some people on face value might say, well, hang on, it's only round two. You know, how does that make sense? But hopefully you understand a little bit better that if we have a group of players that we are going to rotate through, that if we wait to round four or five or six, you're going to have four or five players ready at the same time.
O'Connor and Wise both play VFL and got through. Do they find spots this week?
We're definitely thinking about it and have thought about it a lot. They played really well, so there's nothing in their preparation that makes us think they don't look quite ready. But there is, you know, I don't know exactly, but I don't think Mark O'Connor's played AFL football since July and had just a cracking pre-season. But the hold-up and the lack of match practice just gives us a little bit of room for just caution, I think, and grind. I guess we're edging that way, but yeah, we haven't completely ruled out. We'll have a long meeting this afternoon, I'm assuming, where we'll sort of work through that, but I think probably more on the unlikely side.
With Mark, do you peg him as a defender or a runway midfielder? He played a few different roles last year.
Oh, no. There's a third one in there as well. It's just a genuine midfielder. He's one of the best runners in the competition. We want to use him up the ground. But no, all three of those roles are on the table for us.
And Sam McConaughey, does he come straight, I think?
Likely. Yeah, he's available. And yeah, we are getting some players back, so selection gets a little bit harder for us. But yeah, it's likely he'll play.
In a goal of playing the twos, Chris?
Yeah, so Sam will come back this week. And yeah, speaking of good runners, we've got some. Power runners to come back into the team, so he's just looked fantastic. I think I said last week that the initial prognosis that I was provided in November after the surgery was that he wouldn't play until, you know, potentially late May, and here we are, it's not even April and he's playing. It's a, you know, those things you need to have a bit of luck with it, which I think he's had, but you know, the preparation's got to be there to meet that opportunity, and he's done that really well. So he's training and he looks to be coming through the issues that he had, but he needs a long preparation I shouldn't even say available, it's not the right word, to be ready to perform at his best, and we're going to give him that time. So I reckon for you, Kingy, wait 10 weeks, because I reckon you cut it in half and ask me after five. Give me at least 5 weeks before you ask again.
Okay.
Right. Was it just good luck no one got hurt on Friday night?
Probably. But I haven't really thought about that much because it's gone. Probably reiterate what I said post-game as my only comment, which was I'm a huge advocate of footy in the northern states, and if it was good for footy up there and some people needed to be a little bit uncomfortable with the situation, then maybe the trade-off's okay.
Probably
not
playing different styles here, John. They've kicked a lot of scores, I suppose, in the first 2 weeks. What have you seen from them and have you stopped them into the weekend?
Yeah, they've been good. They're definitely playing a different style, which you know, is understandable with some new coaching staff in there. And they've also got some players back that you know, weren't available for big chunks of last year, and they're genuine guns of the competition. You know, Taylor Adams, Howe, those sort of guys, they're good players, have always been very good. You know, we've always had a healthy respect for them. And yeah, they look like they are challenging the opposition's defence a fair bit. So as we know, there's always sort of risk reward with that. And we're going through a bit of that process ourselves. Like we are striving to find that right balance between, you know, putting the opposition under pressure and trying to score heavily without leaking too much at the other end. So I suspect both teams are a bit of a work in progress.
Just
Dare I ask about Cooper Stevens?
Cooper, pretty close to being in the squad. He played. But as I think my comment whenever we last spoke, I think a week or two ago, was that we feel after the last 2 years of his preparation, and there are others as well, that they've just been deprived consistency in the VFL program. So we're determined to give Cooper, Nick Stevens, our first year, our second year players now, they just need a bit of a go at, decent lower level competition, which have been deprived of the last couple of years.
Yeah,